purpose of contemplating your pearl and being considerate of what this means for me is that it's going to show you how to create more ease and prosperity around the things that matter to you, the relationships, the wealth, the health, all of it.
Welcome to Wealth Embodied. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our innate abundance and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to embody the vibration of wealth while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our relationship with money so we can live our lives wealthy and aligned. Let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Wealth Embodied, where we activate and inspire you in your wealth consciousness, your creative genius, and your visionary impact. I'm your host, Alara Sage, and if you've been in my space at all, you've heard me speak about the Gene Keys before. They are a beloved system that have transformed my life personally. And there are certain attributes that can really speak to your wealth and simple nuggets of wisdom that can transform your wealth and your ability to create your wealth via your wisdom. And we're going to dive into one aspect here today with our beloved guest and a dear friend of mine, Kayla G, who is the go-to business coach for entrepreneurs ready to dominate their industry. She's all about human design and gene keys with sharp business strategy, empowering entrepreneurs to create their unique edge, become the authority in their field, and sign more clients with ease. She also is the creator and the host of Globally 2.5% podcast, Living in Fierce Alignment. Kayla, my love, it's always such a delight to share space with you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me. I just love that we keep collaborating and it just keeps getting better and better every time we do.
It does, doesn't it? Yes, I love it so much. Well, we have new things on the horizon as well that, I can't wait for them to be created and appear. So let's just start off the conversation for anybody who doesn't know what the Gene Keys are. Just express what Gene Keys are.
So the system is founded and created by Richard Rudd, and basically it is a synthesis of the I Ching divination text. We have flavors of Taoism and then also astrology. So essentially the Gene Keys, when you look them up, you can go to the Gene Keys website and get your chart, and you need your birth information, time, and location. And when you look it up, you're going to see it and you're going to say WTF and you're going to be like, what is this? But I want you to trust that it is something that's definitely worth exploring. So inside of what we call the Gene Keys, you're going to see some spheres connected by pathways, and you're going to see three different colors. There's the activation, which is green, the Venus, which is red, the blue, which is the pearl. So today we're going to be speaking specifically about the pearl sequence, and this is really going to be tapping into prosperity. And so the purpose of the Gene Keys is not to figure things out, but to really contemplate and see what these gene keys represent for you. So a gene key is representing a specific stream of consciousness. And there's a low frequency of the shadow. We have the gift in the city. And it's really about being curious and looking at, well, what does this gene key in this sphere with this line, like these numbers and these words, how does it show up for me in my life? And the really beautiful thing with this is that because it's a self-awareness tool and it's a contemplative tool, it really shows you how to take your power back in different situations, in relationships, with wealth, with your body, with being an entrepreneur, being a partner. There's a lot of beautiful aspects to this. And it's a very feminine approach to personal development, which I love because it's not about forcing, fixing, or changing. It's really about being curious.
Yes, absolutely. And like allowing the unfolding, isn't it? Just bringing, I find that when I bring the Gene Keys information into my space, it unfolds in front of me. And it's just incredible. Incredible the level of consciousness that it brings forth. So today I really wanted Kayla and I to discuss the line of the pearl itself. So Kayla, do you want to say where that's located on the profile and kind of the significance of it?
Yes, absolutely. So I shared a moment ago that there's three different sequences in the Gene Keys, and in the pearl sequence, this focus is on prosperity. So you can call prosperity wealth and money, but it also is naturally going to represent the beauty of your relationships, your health, just you taking care of yourself and being of service to others. So the pearl is the sphere that's right in the middle. So when I say sphere, it's literally a little circle in the middle of your pearl sequence.
And this is really designed to show you your relationship and experience with prosperity. And so inside of the pearl and the other spheres in the gene keys, you're going to see a number, and then there's going to be a period and then another number, either 1 to 6. And so today we're really going to be diving into what the line expression of the pearl means. So you have your gene key and you have your line expression, and the line expression is like almost the filter. It's like the sunglasses of you contemplating the specific gene key number that's inside of that sphere. And so the purpose of contemplating your pearl and being considerate of what this means for me is that it's going to show you how to create more ease and prosperity around the things that matter to you, the things that have you feel like your life are fulfilled, the relationships, the wealth, the health, all of it. So I'm really excited to dive into that and contemplate it with you, because Alara and I both have different lines inside of the pearl. So we each have our own experience with prosperity. And that's what I love about this, is that there's this individuality around having a relationship with prosperity, and it's going to look different. So you can take responsibility for what feels true for you instead of trying to replicate what somebody else has because it's, quote, working for them.
Yes, this unique way of seeing ourselves and understanding how, like I say, relate to our own unique prosperity. So there are 6 lines for each placement. What are the 6 lines of the pearl?
So line 1 is simplicity. Line 2 is recognition. Line 3 is celebration. Line 4 is charity. Line 5 is power. And then we have line 6 of nature. So we're going to talk a little bit about these, but each of these has its unique perspective on prosperity, which I think it's just so fun to hear about people's different experiences.
Yeah, so I'm a line 3 celebration, and I was telling Kayla that this was a massive revelation to me. When I read about the line 3 celebration, first off, it just resonated. Like, I've always loved to celebrate. I love like hosting parties in my house, just like having fun, particularly in life and with my money. And yet I still didn't like totally grasp what this really entailed. Initially, I thought, okay, celebration, that means that I need to like constantly be having parties or going on big vacations, you know, like this very external view of celebration. Like, what are all the ways that I can celebrate life? And that has to be done externally of me. And at one point, I had this complete just download from the gene keys where it was telling me actually the celebration was simply a vibration. And it was in my heart, and it was about feeling celebratory about everything in my life, right? Because oftentimes we give ourselves permission to celebrate, oh, like when money comes in our door, or when a opportunity opens up, or when a new business deal happens. But we don't always celebrate perhaps the smaller things in life, or the things that are the challenges, right? The things that rub us, kind of like the grains of sand, right? That ultimately create the pearl, that rub and create that friction. So for me, when that dropped in, it was really about continuously feeling that celebration in my heart towards life, and like intentionally bringing that vibration in. And Kayla, I kid you not, as soon as I started doing that regularly, wow, like the portals of wealth in my life, money streaming into my life, radically increased.
That's beautiful. I love the visual that you gave around the grains of sand rubbing against a pearl. Like literally, it is the pearl is described as like your pearls of wisdom. So you sharing your line expression and experience of the third line is like literally the pearls of wisdom that came through for you. So it was just so iconic the way that you shared that. And I absolutely love it.
And so you're a line 4. And you said there were some similarities or differences between me as a line 3 and you as a line 4. So yeah, please share your experience with being a line 4.
Yeah. So actually, this is so funny. Actually, I love this conversation because it's such a great way to look back and reflect. So the 4th line is called charity, and it's all about giving back to the world. And it's funny because I think Richard Rudd also has a 4th line in his pearl. And so when I first heard about this, when I first dove into the pearl sequence, I was in such a distraught, disempowered state around my finances. Like the very first time I dove into the pearl sequence was, and the gene keys actually was in, I think it was the winter of do. And I just remember thinking, like, I'm going to get in here and I'm going to create more wealth and do all these magical things in my business. Like, I was still very much rooted in money defining my success. And so when I did the Pearl Sequence retreat with Richard, and he's talking about the fourth line and he's talking about giving it all away, my scarcity ass was like, well, if I give it all away, what's in it for me? Like, there's nothing left for me. I just have to sacrifice myself. Like, I just went into this void of being so disempowered. And I thought, well, then there's nothing left for me if I'm supposed to give it all away. And so what's really interesting is the shift that's happened over the last 2 years. And I'm really seeing this right now. Like, we're recording this, it's October 2024, and I cannot believe the collaborations that I'm inside of right now are blowing my mind. And I realize the fourth line, if you look at it from a human design lens, is all about connections, your networks, your communities. And so I realized, I'm like, holy shit, Kayla, like, this is what's happening. You're here. Quote, charity experience of prosperity is the connections you have with people. It's when you go and you make an effort to do an Instagram live, when you do podcast interviews, when after you do an interview, somebody asks you to collaborate further and come further into their world because they can see what you have to give. And it hit me and I realized that I am an infinite being of being able to give what it is that I know to make a difference for people. It actually has nothing to do with money, but I know that money will come from that. But I'm more interested in being able to give my services and share. And it doesn't have to bring anything back to me. Like, there's a woman that I recently collaborated with. She's supporting people shifting in their careers. And I thought, hey, how about I come in and do a masterclass on human design? These aren't my ideal clients. They're not entrepreneurs. They're in the 9-to-5 corporate space. I said, I just really want to come in and give them this wisdom about human design so that they can understand a better fit for their career path. And I don't expect anything in return. Like, that's charity. It's being able to give. And so my heart has been so full. And of course, this is shifting my reality around money. It's shifting my relationship to money. But the fourth line, like, I love it. I used to be disempowered by it. And then I finally realized and clicked that the giving is coming from the creating, that I can infinitely create more.
I see the similarity in how we both, like, misunderstood, right? The line initially, like, my disempowered state of it was like, that means I have to go spend a bunch of money to throw parties and to go on holidays and do all these things. And like, I have to spend all this money to then receive the wealth, when it was just a vibration. And yours was like, oh, I have to sacrifice myself, which is really like a very painful state, right? To, my God, I get to collaborate and connect and bring forth this wisdom into all these spaces. And you do it so beautifully, Kayla. The energy of your collaboration is so genuine that I can really see and feel how you've connected to this vibration of charity within yourself.
Thank you so much for that acknowledgement. And I love that you pointed out that we both had this misunderstanding around our line. Just realize what we're really trying to say, folks, is that you might not, quote, get the gene keys on the first try, but you just have to keep going with it because it will unfurl in the right time.
I've experienced that with people who I've worked with, and they see either the charity one and they're like, oh, I have to give everything away, or also simplicity, like meaning they're not allowed to have anything, right? And that's not what these lines are representing. And so I think it's a really beautiful thing to first and foremost have that initial hit of like, oh man, this means I don't get to have, I have to go spend money, I have to give it all away. Like, see that shadow belief in yourself, right? And then as you transmute it, you really get into the true wisdom of that line and how much that just absolutely expands. Well, not only expands your space and your wealth, but it feels effing good.
Yes. Yes. I feel that since I've really connected with my fourth line in the Pearl, I'm just so blown away. You know, I've had probably I've been in front of 4 or 5 different audiences this week, just having beautiful conversations. And after that, it's like, Kayla, we need to connect more. Kayla, come into this invite only mastermind. Kayla, let's talk about doing a retreat. Kayla, let's do another Instagram live. And I'm like, holy shit. Like, it just feels so easy and it feels so good. Like, I'm so satisfied. My sacral as a sacral generator is so satisfied.
I love that. And I really want to point out to the audience how we're both emphasizing this, like, oh, this feels so good, right? So if you're receiving really any of the gene keys and it's like, that doesn't feel good or that feels disempowering or contractive, then just know that that's just showing you a part of yourself to transmute so that you can actually get into these realized states, because ultimately it will feel good. Have you had this experience with any of your clients with regards to the line of the pearl? I'm just curious.
Yeah, actually, you talked about the first line, simplicity. So someone that I've worked with, she has the first line. And initially, she never experienced a disempowering context around the first line when I told her, I'm like, the simplicity, like it doesn't have to be complicated. Like she actually loved it because she thought, wow, what I actually want to do is live in a tiny home and have this community and be with my husband, and I'm going to run this incredible business supporting hypnotherapists, and this is how I want it to look. It was very simple, but for her, it was so fulfilling because it was her truth, and she loved the lack of complication with it. She's a projector, and so the other thing, too, is that she doesn't feel like it was a permission slip of not having to overextend herself or do something massive, right? So it really fits for her. But I think it is a question of when you have the first line, it's really asking like, how am I overcomplicating this? What are the bells and whistles and things that I think I need to have? You can still have a very rich life, whether that is your bank account, your health, your sex life, whatever. And it can be simple. It just doesn't have to be complicated. And so I really loved when she realized this, because I also saw how she brings this to her clients. She brings the simplicity of boiling down the complications that they make in their business and being like, well, here's how you can optimize it, right? And there's the nuance of her being a projector coming in and helping them optimize, right? So it was just such a beautiful unfurling to witness that for her. And I thought, this is great. Like, this is so nuanced. I'm not telling you how to go out there and help your clients and you need to do X, Y, and Z. It's like, let's look at the line of your pearl. There's literally 66 lines in the pearl or in the gene keys for in your profile. Just take one line and you can have such a significant shift in how you're designed to be of service.
Wonderful. So we've talked about the first, we've talked about the third, the fourth. Do you have anything that comes in recommendations for the second, fifth, and sixth maybe?
Yeah. So the second line of recognition is this line is going to have this flow in life and this naturalness, the way that they do things. And the recognition is really about being able to recognize yourself, recognize your life and how it's already prosperous, and really recognizing the natural ways and tendencies that you have to bring this to life, because that's how you're designed to share, which is so beautiful. And then when we look at the fifth line of power, this is rooted in leadership and impact and voice. And so looking at, okay, how you create prosperity is you prioritizing, sometimes the shadow side of the fifth line can be victimhood, but it's like prioritizing staying in your power. What does that look like? How are you going to use your voice to co-create prosperity in your life? And then we have the sixth line of nature, and this is really about the synthesizing of love, prosperity, and purpose. And it's like, it's interesting because the sixth line is rooted in not the need for money. It's more of what's next. So it's like, you're on the roof. The sixth line energy is usually you're on the roof. You're seeing things from a far-sighted place. And it's like, what's next? Like, we're going beyond here. Like, how are we going to take this wealth forward? So these are the nuances of each of the lines. And it's just such a unique way to contemplate your relationship with prosperity and how it shows up. Like, you being an entrepreneur, you being a mother, you being a parent, you traveling the world. Like, there's so many different spaces that you can bring this wisdom to see how it shows up for you.
The sixth line always is a little bit, it's kind of like untouchable in a way, as how I feel when I play with that energy, because I have a couple of placements of it in my own profile. My partner has it for his pearl. And so sat with his energy and the sixth line, and it's almost like they are beyond the experience of wealth, even though, of course, money, and actually I meant money, not wealth. Money is very much a part of humanity right now. Yes, at some point we will transcend it. We won't need it anymore. But right now it's still here. When I feel into his energy and how that line six comes for him, it's just not his focus. It's like if he focuses on money, it actually kind of like stuffs it, you know, it contracts it. Whereas the less he focuses on it and just really is more in that visionary part of himself, it just naturally really flows for him. I mean, like, he does better by not analyzing his accounts and not like looking at his money, which I don't really recommend for anybody, but like, for whatever reason, it's a line six that works for him.
Yeah, I love this. That's so funny. The thing with the six line, like, nature in the pearl is that it's how things naturally work together. And there's this energy of constantly creating, destroying, and recreating in the physical realm. So there's this constant transformation happening. So it's really interesting how he's just letting it be, and it's being itself, and he's doing its thing. Like, it's a very independent relationship, which also really ties into the six line. Like, the six line is very much independent. So it's so funny to hear. It's just so funny to hear everyone's experience having a different freaking line in their pearl. Like, it's so, it just goes to show that there's no one right way to have a relationship with money or to have a relationship with wealth. It's literally going to be so different for each person.
Yeah. And it's interesting because as we're talking about this, I feel like I'm getting more clarity as well. It's like, for him, because I think looking at our money and having a really close relationship with money is really beneficial for most people. But for him, I don't see how like having a strict budget would be beneficial. You know, definitely having intention with his money and ideas of how he wants to utilize his money is beneficial. But I find that a budget and that kind of more strategic way doesn't serve his energy. It might not just be his lion six, but I'm curious of your perspective on that.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, is that it is going to be, it's like, if you think about it, if we compare money and food, people, the way that they create their body, there's different ways of eating that works for them. Some people really work well doing keto. Some people really work well being vegan. Some people do really well being carnivore. Some people work really well. They can get away with eating McDonald's every day and they're not, their body composition isn't going to change. And I think that's the nuance. And I think that with money, it's the same thing. Some people really benefit from having rigidity and counting everything because that structure really works for them. Whereas other people, they don't need to do that. I think it's literally the same thing. Like, money and food in that sense, like our diet, because it's like, it's not going to be the same for everyone. Like, some people are going to say, oh my God, I tried vegan for 10 years and realized like I need to be vegetarian and eat fish. Like, there's just the things we have to do to experiment to figure out what works for us. So I think that his experience of a six line would be different if you and I had a six line. Like, there's just so right. much nuance, but that's the point, because the nuance is here to be your permission slip.
Yes. And I love how you bring it to food, because he actually is one of those persons that you're kind of like, how do you get away with eating what you eat? Like, that makes no sense.
That's so funny how relevant that is. Yeah.
That was like perfect.
So good.
Hilarious. So, Kayla, how can people connect with you? You were a part of my summit, and so we have a wonderful presentation. People can absolutely still get that presentation, get your wisdom, and even your VIP bonus that you offered, and I'll include your link to that. And how else can people soak up your juiciness?
Yes, I want to emphasize how special the summit is. And I think that the women that came together for this, like Alara and I were speaking about this before we hit record, and it's just the women coming together and being innovative and shifting the experience that we have with wealth is unbelievable. Like, this is unmatched. And so I highly recommend signing up for that. And my presentation is on the Pearl Sequence and your prosperity. And it goes into even more depth than what we just had in this conversation, which is beautiful. So I'm really excited about that. But you can find me on Instagram at Kayla G. We'll have the handles in the show notes, my website, KaylaG.com. And I have my podcast channel, Living in Fierce Alignment, where I have all things human design, gene keys, business, everything. So that's where I'm hanging out. And I'm really excited to connect with you and have you learn more about the gene keys, because obviously I'm always down to have a conversation about the gene keys. Yes, so good. Yes. Thank you for having me here.
As always, such a delight sharing space with you. And to the audience, yes, so make sure you, if you haven't already been to the summit, make sure you get this presentation, because this information can absolutely change your life. And it's something that, you know, you can spend time with, but it will change your perspective of prosperity. It will change your perspective of yourself, and it will open your eyes to the ways that you can have a relationship with prosperity, as Kayla so wonderfully put. So make sure you reach out for that, as well as share this episode. And as always, I love you guys so very much. Until next time.
Thank you for being a part of Wealth Embodied. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your innate abundance and living your life wealthy and aligned. If you want to be invited to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com